All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we magnify your name today, Lord, because you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Yeshua that cleanses us of all sin and unrighteousness. We thank you for the sacrifice on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we love you. And Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Saints, just take this time and think about the goodness of God. Think about what God has delivered you from and brought you out of. And say, Lord, I thank you that you have set me free. Lord, I praise you that you have delivered me from the power of darkness. Lord, thank you for bringing me out of my sin. God, thank you for bringing me out of my rebellion. God, thank you for bringing me out of my disobedience. And Lord, thank you for being God in my life. And Lord, I praise you and I magnify you and I glorify your name, Almighty God. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to be my advocate, to be my counselor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise today. And we shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and to the Omega. You are God, and beside you there is no other. You are the Holy One of Israel. I praise you and I glorify you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing. God, I thank you for sending your angels to bind up the strong men over this area and over this region. I thank you for mind control and Jezebel and Ahab and Leviathan being bound in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you, Lord God, for releasing and setting your people free. I thank you for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for sending forth refreshing, God. I thank you for sending forth revival, God. I thank you, Lord God, for sending healing and deliverance to those. Lord, I thank you for breaking drug addiction. God, I thank you for healing the addict. Lord, I come against that spirit of addiction, of crystal meth, heroin, fentanyl. We bind that spirit and we break it now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I come against the addiction to alcoholism. I bind that generational spirit and I command it to come out and to release that individuals right now in the name of Yeshua. They will be free. Every person has been struggling with nicotine addiction. We break that addiction right now. We break it. We cancel it in the name of Yeshua. And we command you to release them and to let them go now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. God, I thank you. Yes. Lord, we come against every eating disorder. I bind that spirit. And I command you to come out of those individuals that have suffered eating disorders. I command you to come up and come out and go in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. And I bind that spirit of premature death. I come against you and I bind you in the name of Yeshua. You will not steal that life. I bind it in the name of Yeshua. You are bound in the name of Yeshua. And I break your power and your authority. And I command you to come out of them and release them right now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for those that are in need of financial miracles. I thank you for releasing the finances. God, that they would have an overflow, that they would have an abundance, no more lack, no more insufficiency. And I thank you for doing it, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the miracle. And Lord, to you be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And Father, I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious name of Jesus the Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing for you once again to share the Word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is good and His mercy endureth forever. I am so grateful and thankful as always for the privilege and opportunity to be on the airways with you. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm as a typical radio preacher, give it to you straight with no sugar added. I just want you to know that God is good and His mercy endureth forever. May the glory of the Lord be revealed to you in a great and a mighty way. Saints, you will hear me say this over and over again. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is imminent. Get in that place. You know, we're pressing our way into the kingdom of God. We want to make sure that we are the vessels that God has called us to be, that we're walking as His sons and as His daughters, and we're fulfilling the purpose and the call and the mandate that God has placed on our lives. Saints, you know, we need revival. We need revival. We need God to show up. We need God to move. We need God to do some great and mighty things. We need God to break out in our lives. You know, we need God to just, you know, and it starts with us as believers, that when we yield and surrender and get back in the Word and we recognize that God is the one who's seated on the throne. And you've heard me say this. The kingdom of darkness, Satan's kingdom, is not equal to the kingdom of God. The enemy has duped and blinded people's minds in his power and his authority. When he's a created being, he is beneath God. If we can recognize that God says in Luke 10:19, he says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And it says, over all the works of the enemy, nothing by any means shall hurt you. We in the body of Christ as believers, we have to recognize the truth. No, we're not some supernatural beings. We are vessels that have been forgiven, have accepted Christ, Yeshua as Messiah, as our Savior, and we've yielded and surrendered ourselves to the Holy Spirit of God, that God can use us and flow through us, that we might make a difference in the lives of those that don't know God. It's all about being an effective witness for Him. And we are in the place now, because His return is imminent, that the apostasy is taking place. The falling away from the faith is taking place. That we say, you know what, Lord, let me be a change agent. Let me be able to make a difference in somebody's life. God, that wherever you have set me, that I can make a difference. The last several broadcasts, we've been talking about the prophet Jeremiah and how the Lord, before he was even born, he said, I sanctified you. I set you apart. I got a plan. I got a purpose. I got something that I want to do with you. And Jeremiah did not understand the magnitude of it. But when God has tapped you for an assignment, you never know how big the assignment is. You know, and I sit back and I look and I say, man, you know, I told you I used to want to be a mega pastor. And I used to, you know, I had got caught up in the faith movement. And I wanted all of that. But then to whom much is given, much is required. And I hadn't thought about that aspect, because I was looking at it from the perspective of, wow. You know, and I'm watching, you know, these preachers, they living good. They driving Rolls Royces, Bentleys, and living in multi-million-dollar homes and everything. They're on TV and radio, flying in private jets and doing all of these things. And I wonder if they truly recognize the magnitude and the responsibility that they have, that one day they got to stand before God and give an account of spiritually the lives of the people. When I was pastoring, I just shared this with you, I actually cared about the people and their lives and how they were living and what was going on. I didn't seek to control them through a bunch of, hey, we got to do this, you got to do this. No, no. I was concerned, and I used to preach and teach my congregation, that whatever I experienced in the presence and in the visitations and the things that I've had, I want you to experience. It is my job. I want you to walk in the anointing that you can pray for the sick. I want you to walk in the anointing that you can cast out devils in the name of Yeshua. I want you to be able to experience his presence and power and his glory when you spend time in praise and worship, that the glory of the Lord fills your home or wherever you're worshiping God. I wanted them to have what I had so that they would not look to me as their source. I will tell them, if God can't do it and the police can't do it, I definitely can't. So don't call me with no emergency phone call 2 or 3 o'clock. Now, understand, it is part of the call. But I was teaching my people, seek the kingdom of God. Call on God first. Pray. And if God needs me to assist, then I'm there to assist. But let me not be your first option. And we got to get to the place that when things are breaking and popping off around us, that we look to God first for the answer instead of the wisdom of man. We are living in a country now because of our political decisions. We're suffering as a people, but God is merciful. And in Jeremiah chapter 7, so let's jump into that. If we would just take the advice and follow what God told Jeremiah and what Jeremiah was calling the nation of Israel back to God, because they were in a rebellious, idolatrous state. And God commissioned this young prophet during the reign of the evil kings. And I encourage you, and you know, the Lord allows me to stay on the airwaves. Maybe he will have me do a series on the evil kings so that you can understand and the consequences of that led to this, that you could have a better understanding. Because you see, saints, the purpose of reading and studying the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation is to understand a revelation of how God the Father relates to his people and what causes a lot of the consequences and the things that begin to happen in the countries of where we're living and presiding in because of our rebellion, because of our disobedience, of having the wrong leadership. Same thing in the workplace. If you got a leader that does not know how to lead, it is hard to function properly in that workplace. You are not going to have fun going to work every day. You'll sit back and say, how in the world did this person get this job? Oh my God. They don't know A from C. Literally. But we're talking about the spiritual climate of our country today. And we need to recognize some of these things and some of these factors here. Oh gosh, the glory. It's hard for me to see in here because it's. Whew. Okay, here we go. I'm going to give it my shot, saints. I'm going to try to see here. Lord, you know I got to read this. Okay. And you say, okay, let's go in with it. Because Judah was bound up in idolatry and immorality. And of course, I like to start, because this is straight from his word, we'll go Jeremiah 7:1 for those that are tuning in for the very first time, because you've not read this. Some of you probably never read this or saw this in the scripture. It says, oh my gosh, Lord, I'm having this hard time seeing, saints, forgive me. Verse 1, once again, it says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. In other words, he tells people, you need to repent. Repent. When Jesus showed up, he preached a message of repentance. That's a message been removed from the contemporary preaching and teaching day. People do not want to tell folk they need to repent. We just want to love everybody. We don't want people to feel uncomfortable. But if you're living in sin and rebellion and you're on the verge of perishing, you need to repent. He says, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. He says, trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his daughter and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and shed not innocent blood in his place, neither walk after other gods of the earth, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, in Ever. He says, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. He says, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense on the Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? And you're going to come, you're going to do all of this wickedness, you're going to do all of this stuff. And he said, you're going to come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we're delivered to do all these abominations. Grace, 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 grace. We've got grace to live like a hellion. No, saints, we don't. He said, in this house, you see, I like the way God talked in the Old Testament. God talks straight. God don't pull no punches. God don't add no sugar to it. He says, you're going to stand in my house, which is called by my name. Has it become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it. God said, I see. I know what's taking place. And you know what? Some of you say, well, that's Old Testament, Dr. D, Pastor D, that's Old Testament. You know what? In Revelations, he talks about, he's evaluating the seven churches. So God is looking and seeing, and he's evaluating what is taking place. I'm just going to bring into the New Testament so you can't say you spend too much time in the Old Testament, preacher. This is actually fun to read because you say, wow, God is something else. The Bible declares the eyes of the Lord in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So we can't escape that. But here's what it says. But go ye now into my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wings of my people. The scripture says that everything was written for our admonition, so we know what not to do. And now, because you have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you. Now look what God's saying now. He says, I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, unto the place which I give to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight. And I have cast all of your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray now. Oh my gosh, my goodness. Man, look right here. Ooh. When God said, don't even pray for them. When a person, when God tells you to stop praying for a person, they in trouble. God said, therefore pray not thou for the people, neither lift up a cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. God does get a little angry. And when God says, I've been calling, I've been coming, I've been telling you and 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 telling you, and you've not listened, you will not hear what I'm telling you. Then God told Jeremiah, you know what? Don't pray. Don't cry. Saying this is the God of the Bible. And we can't instruct the Lord. He said, don't even pray for him. Don't even shed a tear for him. He said, because I ain't going to hear you. Woo. They went too far. Sometimes we can go too far. People can go too far. Thank God that we're under grace. Thank God is merciful. But saints, God has a limit to where he said, you know what? Enough is enough. We never want to get to the place. And we pray for our family members and our loved ones that they never get to the place to where God said, stop praying for them. There's been times where God told me, don't pray for them. There's been times where people say, don't pray for them. If they call you and ask you to pray, he said, you got to get my permission. Because normally when people call me and say, pray for this and pray for that, I say, okay, I got you. That's uh-uh. He said, no, you check with me. God do a check with me first. Because this, what they're doing through might be by me. So you are praying against me. And if you're praying against me, that's a losing argument. See, that's the element of prayer that we don't even talk about in the church and the body of Christ. That a lot of times we just be praying for stuff and praying for folk. And God says, check with me. Do I want you to pray for that person? Because this person might be living in rebellion and disobedience, and I've been speaking to them and speaking to them and speaking to them, and they're not listening to me. And now the trouble, and I'm bringing the heat. God says, I'm the one bringing the heat. So in other words, God said, you going to contend with me about what am I doing? You get in the way? God said, God, this is the God of the Bible. Okay, so if you get angry, you get upset, you don't listen straight from his word no more. I'm just telling you what's in the book, saints. Don't get mad at me. God said, don't pray for him no more. And then in verse 7, he says, seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and all the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven. Idol, demonic idol worship. And to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. You see, Israel, through their idol worship and doing all this in God, had commanded to don't do it, don't do it. But they provoke God to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings into your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto thee. God says, I want it to be well with you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of the evil heart, and they went backwards and not forward. Wow. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have seen and I have sent unto you all my servants the prophets daily, rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but they hardened their neck, but they did worse than their fathers. Man, therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, that they will not hearken to thee, but thou so shalt call on them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thy hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. God says they're not listening, they're not coming to repentance, and part of the problem that we have here in our country, we're not calling people to repentance. As a nation, we need to repent. We need to ask God to forgive us for allowing Baal worship, worship to Molech, to be implemented in our society today. Why? Because when God sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to pay the remissions for our sins, for us to be forgiven, and for us to be reconciled back to God. Saints, open up your hearts and say, God, visit us again and revive us again, Lord, and forgive us. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves in to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.